Sigma, Kappa, Chapa, and the K. That's the Greek for all the logic we belong to. Sigma, Dogma, Delta, and the Poker, the Mesa, and the Taco. Collie, gentlemen, we.
Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves. The song I just played, Collegiate, by Fred Waring's orchestra, was recorded in 1925, which just happens to be the year I was born. I had a birthday last week. No big deal, just the latest in the series, but I thought this week I'd look back to the songs that were popular that year. These are the songs I sang in my cradle as I pondered Einstein's theory of relativity. Around home, when the subject of age comes up, I tell my wife I'm just out of high school. She tells me, ha. She tells me, be careful. Act your age. Go take a nap. And sometimes I do. 1925. Not too many years ago, Calvin Coolidge, remember him, was president. He didn't know what to do about the national debt either. Incidentally, it was $20 billion back then, pocket change by today's standards. The car of choice for the working man was a Model T Ford, which cost less than $500, including the isinglass curtains for the side windows. The Scopes monkey trial was held in July of 1925. The verdict was guilty for teaching evolution. Sound familiar? See, some things never change. Billy Mitchell was court-martialed for criticizing his superiors for ignoring the importance of military air power. They said he was some kind of a nut. In 1925, the movies couldn't talk yet, and a young airmail pilot named Lindbergh was thinking it might be fun to fly across the ocean someday. Everybody laughed. Oh, and in 1925, a young man named Clarence Birdseye invented a process to freeze food. You see, the TV dinner was invented a good 20 years before TV. Talk about being ahead of his time. Enough of this. Just one last item. 1925 was the year a piece of furniture started to talk. No, not Pee-wee Herman's chair. It was called a radio. It not only talked, it played music, and it sang like this.
Thank you.
Well, actually, that was a little bit before 1925. I believe that's 1923 when the Coon Sanders Nighthawk Orchestra first came on the air on a very limited station. And they became very, very popular after 1925 when radio began to go national. Coon Sanders Orchestra, the Nighthawk Blues. 1925 music tonight. The Boswell Sisters, Dinah. Dinah, written in 1925 by who? I failed to make a note of that. I was going to do that. I don't remember who wrote Dinah. Any of you out there know? Call me here at 451-2701 and we'll straighten it out. Here's a song, though, I do know written by Irving Berlin. This is Always, played by Harry Reeser's orchestra, sung tonight by Frank Bessinger. Always. 25.
Thank you. helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Harry Reeser. Let's have a couple of tunes together here. First, Billy Jones, Don't Bring Lulu, followed by Tony Carroll to sing 5 Foot Two Eyes of Blue, two typical songs from the era, both written and published in 1925. Thank you.
Raging Sands, go!
5'2", eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen Sam's girl? Turned up nose, turned out hose, never had no other bows. Has anybody seen Sam's girl? Now if you run into a 5'2", covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, or could she woo, or could she coo? Has anybody seen Sam's girl? Her, but could she love, or could she woo, or could she coo? Has anybody seen her? Has anybody seen Sam's girl?
That's a good note to end on this session of Scratchy Grooves, anyway. Let's go back to 1925 for a little more information. This is for those of you who like this sort of thing. If you don't, tune to another radio station. No, stay there. Stay there. We'll be back in just a minute. Nellie Ross became governor of Wyoming in 1925, the first woman governor. How about that? United States Marines were withdrawn from Nicaragua. Sound familiar? They came back, though, in 1927. A U.S. Navy flyer named Jay Rogers flew a seaplane nonstop from San Francisco to Honolulu. Landed on the beach. The U.S. dirigible Shenandoah was destroyed in a thunderstorm in Ohio with 14 lives lost. An earthquake hit Santa Barbara, California, so what else is new? Florida was in the midst of a land and swamp boom. Women's skirts went up a little bit to just below the knee. The New Yorker magazine was founded, not for the little old lady in Dubuque. People were reading Dreiser's An American Tragedy, Aerosmith by Sinclair Lewis, Barren Ground, Ellen Glasgow, Dark Laughter, Sherwood Anderson, A Gentleman Prefer Blondes, Anita Loose, and The Great Gatsby of Scott Fitzgerald. Other books out that year included Manhattan Transfer, John Dos Passos, and Porgy, DeBose Hayward. We would hear more from Porgy in a couple of years. Plays on Broadway included The Jazz Singer, The Green Hat, Craig's Wife, The Last of Mrs. Cheney. Broadway musicals that year, George White's Scandals, Artists and Models, Earl Carroll's Vanities, No No Nanette. Sound familiar? The Vagabond King, Sonny, The Marx Brothers and The Coconuts, and Garrick Gaiety's Rodgers and Hart's musical. On the screen were The Big Parade, The Freshman with Harold Lloyd, Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush, The Last Laugh with Emil Jannings, The Lost World, The Merry Widow, The Phantom of the Opera, remember Lon Chaney? And A Son of the Sheik with Valentino. 1925, not a bad year. And a pretty good year for music. Let's have a couple more. A couple more by Harry Reeser, as a matter of fact. First, Freshie, and then I'm Sitting on Top of the World. 1925.
Thank you.
his hayseed hanging from your map. Hey, Gump, how come they ever let you get away from home? Hey, Snoop, hey, Snoop, your dome is full of noodle soup. Back to the farm at Ypsilanti. Mama's there and so's your auntie.
Now, there is a record that sounds like it dates back to 1925. Scratches and all. 1925 music on Scratchy Grooves. Let's have a couple more. Rudy Valley first, followed by Eddie Cantor. Number one is If I Had a Girl Like You. And second is If You Knew Susie. First, Rudy Valley.
Thank you. wouldn't be blue if I had a girl like you. I've waited a lifetime, I hated the nighttime. Those dark nights have made me blue. I wouldn't be waiting, I wouldn't be hating if I had a girl like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way I do. I hope that I found someone who really can be true. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say it's true. I wouldn't be dreaming, I wouldn't be scheming.
Music from 1925, If You Knew Susie, Eddie Cantor. Before that, Rudy Valley, If I Had a Girl Like You. Now let's have a very scratchy record. Scratchy but good, Jack Shilkritz and his orchestra, Isn't She the Sweetest Thing?
Thank you.
Now a Gershwin tune from 1925. Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra, Looking for a Boy. Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra, Looking for a Boy, George Gershwin's song. Now here's a song that makes me really feel old. As I told you, I was born the same year as the songs I'm playing tonight, 1925. Moonlight and Roses? Really? I think of that as a much older song than I am. John McCormick.
Always on your way. greeting. Your smile still haunts my dreams. And then, alas, we parted. You left me broken-hearted, but still I yearn dear for your return.
Arthur Fields sang that song, Oh Boy, What a Girl. I thank Lou English. Lou, where are you, for lending me that? Oh Boy, What a Girl. 1925 songs on Scratchy Grooves. Next up, Irving Berlin again. Connie Boswell, Remember?
A moment of bliss, then hours of deep regret. One little smile, and after a while, a longing to forget. One little heart, left as a token. One little plaything. promise that you forget me not, but you forgot to remember. Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember you vowed by stars above you. Remember we found a lonely little spot. And after I learned you care a lot, you promised that you forget me not.
Connie Boswell. Now here's George Olson's orchestra with another 1925 tune, Save Your Sorrow for Tomorrow. Scratchy but good. Save Your Sorrow for Tomorrow, George Olson. Now the Happiness Boys step to the Scratchy Grooves microphone with Harry Reeser on the banjo to ask the thought-provoking question, who takes care of the caretaker's daughter when the caretaker's busy taking care? 1925. ¶¶
is the champ.
Marconi made the radio,
and Cleopatra was a vamp.
I know that Spark Plug is a horse. I'm a smart guy, there's no doubt.
Ah, but there's one thing we don't know,
and we're dying to find out.
Tell the folks, Bill.
Who takes care of the caretakers, all the while the caretaker's busy taking care?
Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me.
I know that the caretaker must take care, and while he's taking care, he's alone somewhere.
But who takes care of the caretakers all the while the caretaker's busy taking care?
I have some more things I know, Ernie.
Sing them, Bill.
I know that chickens lay the eggs, and milk comes from a cow.
I know that money comes from banks, because I'm smart that way somehow.
I know there ain't no Santa Claus, so that proves I'm not slow.
But at night we cannot sleep,
'cause there's one thing we don't know.
Tell them again.
Who keeps house for the housekeeper's daughter, while the housekeeper's busy keeping house?
Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me.
I know that the housekeeper must keep house, and when rats have a child, they call it a mouse.
Oh, who keeps house for the housekeeper's daughter, while the housekeeper's busy keeping house? Who tends door for the door tender's daughter, while the door tender's busy tending door? Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me. I know that the door tender must tend door, that's all there is, there ain't no more. But who tends door for the door tender's daughter, while the door tender's busy tending door?
While the caretaker's busy taking care.
Gee, oh gosh, oh gee, that's what worries me.
I know that the caretaker must take care, and while he's taking care, he's alone somewhere.
But who takes care of the caretaker's daughter while the caretaker's busy taking care?
Okay, we've had a lot of fun tonight with 1925 songs. Had a few phone calls, appreciate that. There were a lot of songs in 1925. A lot of them I didn't play tonight because I didn't have time. Alabama Bound, Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue, Cecilia, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, Down by the Vinegar Works, Drifting and Dreaming, I Love My Baby, My Baby Loves Me, I Miss My Swiss, If You Were the Only Girl, Just a Cottage Small by a Waterfall, Keep Your Skirts Down, Mary Ann, Only a Rose, Rhapsody in Blue, Sentimental Me, Show Me the Way to Go Home, Sunny, Sweet Georgia Brown, and Then I'll Be Happy, to name a few. Stay tuned for Neil Payne in a Mist coming up at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, let's have a little bit here of Blossom Seeley. Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Most important thing of all. Yes, sir, that's my baby.